we're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The Creative Entrepreneur, making and selling physical goods. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, welcome back to Proof to Product. I'm your host, Katie Hunt. Tara McMullen recently invited me to be a panelist for a virtual conference that she was hosting about systems. She was doing this in her What Works network. And it's funny because when she asked me to participate, I was in the middle of a recalibration period in my business. We were revising a lot of our processes and systems for things. I was trying to fix things that weren't really providing the best customer experience or things that were making it harder for me and my team to accomplish our goals. And so I felt a little bit of imposter syndrome when Tara asked me to come and be one of the panelists discussing how I utilize these systems in my business. But in having conversations with her, one of the reasons that she asked me to participate is that in the online business world, I'm a bit unique in that I have continued to run the same programs for over 10 years. And this is something that I've thought about on a micro level, like how we're running our programs, how we're iterating and improving it, but not necessarily thinking about it on a macro level of how it fits into my overarching business as a system. And so I really appreciated her point of view on this, as well as pointing it out. But many coaches, service providers, or even product-based business owners will do things for a little while and they'll see some traction, but then they'll move on to something else because perhaps they get bored or they just want to try something new. And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with changing your mind or pivoting when we need to. But today, I really want to hone in on the power of continuity, the power of rinsing and repeating things that are already working in your business, and why I want you to do this too. So a little backstory here. When I began Proof to Product in 2011, our PaperCamp program was 4 teleconference calls. I know, it's kind of ridiculous when I think back on it, but that was the technology we were using then. In 2012, we rolled out our first conference, which was at a local bed and breakfast where we took over their living room and we had people sitting on couches and ottomans and on the floor, and it was super cozy. But I also am like, how could people like take notes in that setting? At the end of 2012, we moved our virtual program to live webinars that I hosted through GoToWebinar because Zoom and all the other software that's out there now, they weren't available. They weren't a thing. In 2013, we hosted our first hotel conference, and that year I ran one here in Los Angeles and a second one in Washington, D.C. to try to accommodate folks on the East Coast. And in 2015, we moved our PaperCamp program, our online version, into a more traditional course model with videos that were dripped out every week. And we also had live coaching calls to supplement those videos. Now, fast forward to today. That was a real quick overview of the past, but fast forward to today, I just wrapped up our 38th round of the PaperCamp program. I know running a program 38 times is pretty incredible when you're talking in online business years. And I will say too, that 38 number includes our live conferences and our online programs over the years. What I want to point out here is that we've continued to refresh, iterate, and evolve the PaperCamp program. Our delivery format has changed. We've added new content each time that I've ran the program. I've removed pieces of content that were no longer relevant or didn't serve our audience's best interest. But that core content, the core PaperCamp program, is still the same even after 10 years. We focus on helping people sell their products to the wholesale market, and we do that through a 4-part framework. Now, what does this have to do with you as a business owner? Well, I share this personal story because I know, having worked with many, many of you, that you are constantly striving for new. You want to add new product categories. You want to experiment with new sales strategies. And some of you really want to sell on like 3 or 4 different wholesale platforms. I would love for you to consolidate that to one, by the way. So I personally love focusing on new ideas too. I mean, we are entrepreneurs. We have amazing ideas, right? However, when we're always working towards the next thing, we often forget about the things that we're already doing that are working well enough. And I say well enough because with most things in our business that are working well, we still have room to optimize them. So for today's episode, I want to workshop something with you. So I want you to grab a piece of paper. If you need to hit pause and grab some supplies, please do and come back. But grab some paper, grab some post-it notes, whatever it is that you need to like do this messy brainstorm. And I'm going to run you through some questions and give you some context as to why I want you to reflect on these questions and pieces of your business that are going well. And I would love it if you could give yourself the gift of time to think through each of these and actually write out your answers. Don't type them out. Like, let's get analog with this. Because a little fun fact here, when we write things down, they not only stick around in our heads longer, but we're more likely to take action on them too. So again, if you need to pause, go get your paper and supplies or whatever you need. Okay, step one in our brainstorm here. What aspects of your business are going really well right now? It could be that you're happy with your marketing strategies or your sales outreach. Maybe you're super stoked on the products that you're selling right now or a new release that you're working on. Maybe you hired a team member that's been working out really well. Perhaps you've been looking over your profit and loss statements and you're feeling really great about your cash flow. Whatever they are, as many as you want, write them down and give yourself a good 5 or 10 minutes to truly brainstorm this. What is working well? What are you proud of? What are all of the good things that are happening in your business right now? So go ahead and do that. If you need to pause, come back. Step two is, can you optimize or systematize any of these things further? So for example, could you batch create and schedule your social media content? Could you update your SOPs, your standard operating procedures for some things like sales outreach so that somebody else could help do that? Could you create a production schedule for your upcoming releases, things that you can rinse and repeat every time you release new product? Could you have your team member create some Loom videos explaining how they do certain aspects of their job so that you have a vault of training videos that they or any other future employees can refer to when needed? Basically, look at the list that you did in step one and think about what tweaks or improvements can you make to the things that are already working well in your business. And again, give yourself a little bit of time to noodle on this, to think through it. Step three is to prioritize that brainstorm list. I want you to choose three things, and that's going to be tough because you probably have a lot of things on this list, but choose three and write a number 1, 2, or 3 next to the items that you want to tackle first, second, or third. So obviously number 1 would be your top priority, the thing you're going to tackle first, 2 would be second, and 3 would be third. And again, you will likely have more than 3 things in this massive brainstorm list, but I want us to focus on the top 3 for now, and then we can then choose another 3 once we've completed these 3. So just focus, prioritize 3. Step 4 is make a plan and get to work. I want you to focus on ways that you can enhance what you're already doing with project number 1. So think about this. Does it need more people involved? Is it a stronger process that's needed or a workflow? Do you need more data points here? Or in my case recently, do you simply need more white space and time to think about how you want to approach optimizing this part of your business? Sometimes we're working so much in the business that we don't have time to think about the bigger picture of the business. So maybe it's a white space situation where you just need to give yourself time to marinate on things and make a plan. But identify what key pieces you'll need in place to optimize and get the job done. And then I want you truly to get to work. Oftentimes, optimizing is about smaller, quicker tweaks, not totally rearranging things or rebuilding things. Oftentimes, it's smaller, tiny steps that you can change. I mean, I just worked on my homepage on the website, for example, and made some minor tweaks, and I'm already seeing a better, people are staying on the site longer. So look for smaller things that can help you optimize. Now, as we wrap this up, I want to hone in on the fact that it is always less work to iterate something that is already working for you than it will be to create and start something new. A prime example of this is your product development. So let's think about this. Which is easier? Running new SKUs with a manufacturing partner whom you've already had a relationship with, and it's a product that you already sell, so you have a clear sense of what your production numbers are, and you know that you have a reliable partner that can create those products, or manufacturing a new product category where you have to do your research and development, you need to source packaging, you need to run samples with manufacturing partners and review production cost. You have to look at your profit margins, right? And then you have to make a million other decisions before taking it to market. Obviously, creating more of the same types of products will be easier than developing something new. Now, I certainly don't want you listening to this episode and then thinking, oh gosh, I can't do anything new. I can't do other products. You can, but I want you to strategically and thoughtfully layer them in. And I certainly don't want to stifle your creativity here. You do you and make whatever products you're excited to make. But I also want to encourage you to look at everything you've already built. What could you expand on with more ease? How can you leverage the things that are already working in your business for more profit? We want to work smarter, not harder. So be sure to take the time to reflect on what you can further optimize in your business, and I guarantee you will see massive, massive results. All right, friends, that is all I have for you today. I hope this exercise was helpful. Again, don't be afraid to re-listen to it, pause where you need, and give yourself the gift of reflection time to actually think through this and then take action on that plan. I will be back next week with a new episode. And in the meantime, if you wouldn't mind leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, I would be eternally grateful. We're at like 195 reviews right now, and we would love to get that over 200. So you can head to Apple Podcasts and do that. And we would love to see that 5-star rating and a written review. All right, friends, thanks so much. And I hope this was helpful.